Hi, babes. Welcome to the Highway to Health podcast. We are your hosts, Elvi and Vale.
The podcast for open conversations about health, talking about the struggles of living with chronic illness, coping with emotional hardships, and sharing all the lessons we've learned along the way.
We want to be a source of information, empowerment, and community, but we are also here to show you that we are normal people too and have struggles and off days.
Grab your green juice, lemon water, herbal tea, or whatever suits your mood, and make yourself comfortable and get ready to get on the highway to health. Hi, and welcome, everyone. I hope you're super excited for today's episode. And we're going to talk about how to handle long-term healing.
Yes, I'm super excited to dive into this. I think it's something that we can definitely relate to as we've been on our journeys for quite a long time now. So I'm super excited to talk all things long-term healing. And yeah, we're really looking forward to it.
Yes. And I mean, both Valentina and I are advocates for the fact that healing is like a journey. It's not an end destination. So even though we might have healed a lot of symptoms and feel like we're at a much better place than from where we started, we're still handling healing every day and making sure that we provide our bodies with what it needs each and every single day, and listening to our needs. So it's a process, and it's going to continue for the rest of our lives. And it's about really understanding what you need to do and making it into something that is sustainable in the long term as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think like the way that we started on our journey like years ago from now is like it's so different compared to where we're at now. And so it's really interesting also to just like, yeah, just like watch your journey and kind of see how you adapt. And like, you know, there's certain things that maybe we did at the beginning that we don't feel like we need to do now, or vice versa. We added new things in. And it's like it's a constant learning curve as well. It's like you constantly learn about yourself more and more. And, you know, it's just, I feel like there's never like a point where you kind of like reach, like you've learned everything and you know everything about yourself. Like it's such a constant journey, which makes it so beautiful because like there's always new things that you can dive into. So yeah, we're going to talk about that today.
Amazing. So what we've done for this episode, in order to structure it up a little bit and give you our best tips from our personal experience, is that we've divided it up into some mini topics. And I think one of the most important topics or like things to keep in mind when you feel like, oh, how am I going to be able to do this for the rest of my life? Or when will it get better? I don't feel any difference, is to keep faith. Mm-hmm. And me, I didn't like at all have any spiritual practices or being connected with myself in a spiritual way. I was very young as well. I was 12 years old, but very soon I started to get into like, because I feel like when you are sick, you spend a lot of time with yourself and in your body, listening and tuning in. So also like what you tell yourself, and if you're trusting what you're doing, then I think your body will also answer to that. Even if it doesn't change overnight, it's going to set the tone for how it's going to act and your motivation and everything. So keeping faith in whatever you're doing or whatever protocol you might be getting into, so that you give yourself a true shot at healing, first and foremost. And that's also a beautiful part of trusting the process. And when you dedicate to the medical medium information, actually, a lot of people need to completely change their lifestyle around, and being able to trust that and know that this is going to help me, I think in itself is such a good step in the right direction.
No, I completely agree with that. And I think at the beginning, you know, it is very frustrating because many people that do come across medical medium, they've been to every doctor, they've tried every kind of healing, anything, they've been to so many practitioners and all kinds of things, and they kept having new hope and then kind of being disappointed. And I think that can really kind of you know, push you down a little bit, and it kind of like, it really can be super demotivating. And I know for myself, it really was like that. But when you really find something where you can just, you fully, with your whole body, you kind of feel like this is like the right thing and the right path, that can be so incredibly inspiring. And like, it just gives you a whole new sense of hope as well. For myself, it was like that for sure. And I think it also, a big part of it is just like recognizing the belief systems that you currently have and like reconditioning yourself with those. Because I think a lot of people come into this like journey with, you know, years of things that they're being told from, you know, media and doctors and all those kinds of things, that they can't heal, that there's no solution, that they'll just have to live with these symptoms. It's like that can really damage your self-belief and, like you said, like trusting yourself as well. And there it's just so important for like your entire journey to just keep having faith and kind of coming back to why you're actually doing this, and like also recognizing the small wins that you have for yourself. Because it's so easy to say like, oh, I'm not there yet, but it's also easy to forget how far you've already come, you know? So that's also a really big part, and that can be something super helpful to kind of keep that trust with yourself as well.
Yeah, I definitely agree. And like you said in the beginning of like finding medical medium and regaining that hope that you thought wasn't there anymore and that you thought was like long gone because of different doctors and practitioners telling you that you're gonna live like this forever, or you can't heal from this, you're just gonna have to learn how to live with it. And then finding medical medium information and finding so many testimonies to the fact that you can actually heal, and learning and understanding the root cause of what's making you sick, like medical medium says, it really feels like half the battle is already fought then, because it gives you so much hope, and that hope itself like sends out so much healing to the whole body, and you wanting to go on and carry on and see what it can do for you. So let's go into the other topic.
Alrighty. So our next point is kind of listening to your body's needs. And I think this is a massive one with, you know, long-term healing, because over time, your protocol, your routines and all that, that's going to change and develop. And, you know, as you start healing, you're going to realize that you need different things. And so a really important point here is kind of to adapt your protocols and the things that you're doing according to how you're feeling, how your symptoms are developing. Perhaps new symptoms are coming up as you're healing. And like, I know for us, like, if we think back to the beginning of our healing journey, our daily routines and things like that, our eating habits, it looked completely different than what it does now. And I'm so grateful that we were able to develop so much. And, you know, now I can handle certain things that I maybe wasn't able to handle back then. And that's such a beautiful thing, because in the end, like, we were really able to kind of heal our body from, you know, certain triggers, and, you know, certain things that at the time would have like kind of hindered our healing in a sense. And now our body is much more able to handle that. And yeah, I think it's such an important thing to keep developing and keep adapting your routines and your protocols, because your body constantly is changing as well, and you're gonna need other things to support you throughout your healing journey.
Definitely. I totally agree. And also, like you mentioned, in the beginning of a healing journey, when you're so excited to get into everything and just start with everything at once, at least for me that was the case, it could almost feel like a full-time job, because all of a sudden you had to pay so much attention to what you were putting into your body and what, like, looking at ingredient lists, what where are the no food in that thing or in this thing, and really learning so much in the process. So you've really become an expert of food and nutrition and what certain foods will do for your health and what others won't. And I think that's so interesting. And of course, it's going to take a lot of time in the beginning, But when you start to notice that it's improving and your health is actually like benefiting from all of these changes and you're listening to your body's needs, giving it more of those things, then it's such a beautiful like reward system, because you're noticing slowly how maybe the symptoms feel lighter or not as heavy on yourself. And I think one beautiful way, and a very important one, is keeping a health journal. At least it has been for me, because you know how everyone says that once you're sick, you take your health for granted, and like how when you have a stuffy nose, for example, you're like, oh, how can I like take just breathing from my nose normally for granted when it's so annoying to have a stuffy nose when you come down with a cold? And that's the same here, like really making sure to write down all of your symptoms. And I would even recommend writing like from a scale of 1 to 10 on how heavy or how hard they are on you. So if you're really experiencing a lot of headaches, maybe that would be an 8. And if you're just experiencing minor bloating, maybe it would be a 2, but that looks different for everyone. And then you write down that symptom list, and maybe after a month you can do it again. And maybe you notice that some symptom is completely gone, or maybe has come down to a 1. And some symptoms are just coming down slowly but surely. And I think it's so important, like Valentina also said, that when we can look back on our healing journey from where we are now and where we were back at the time, it's just such a good motivator to keep on going as well. So really recognizing all of the small and big improvements along the way.
Yeah, and another thing that's really helpful is also taking pictures. You know, if you have like more physical symptoms like bloating or certain skin issues, or just like, you know, in your face, like inflammation, or, you know, all those kinds of things, it's really helpful to be able to look back at that and see how far you've come. I know that for myself, it's always like, you know, it's like a reality check, kind of like there at one point, and then, you know, you kind of start to be more conscious of how far you've actually come, and you're more grateful for all the things that you've already achieved. And you can also track, like Elvira said, like you can really kind of like go back in time and see the progress that you made. And maybe you can also write down the things that you did, or how stressed you were, or things that you ate, and then you can start to link certain things. And that way, you know, you're also able to learn much more about yourself and the way that you process things.
Yeah, I think photos and videos are amazing, because it really shows you that you've come such a long way, and it also keeps you humble and like not taking your health for granted, like we said as well, because that's super important. I know one summer when I was feeling so much better, I did take my health for granted, because I was like, I was feeling better, and then I was like not as mindful of my health and sleep and diet anymore. And I noticed just over that summer how it got much worse again. But lessons learned, of course.
We all have those times, for sure. Exactly. But you also need that. Like, sometimes you need that, like, kind of reminder of why you're also doing it, why you're on this journey. And, like, your body's always going to tell you, like, okay, this is too far. Like, take a step back. And so sometimes you also just need that like kind of kick in the butt, like, okay, this is why you're doing all of this. And yeah, it's a good reminder.
Definitely. And especially if you're so young, like in our age, like we barely knew who we were. And like we also had these conditions and illnesses that kind of defined who we were. And when you got free from that, or like experiencing less of it, then you of course want to do all of the things that you missed out on.
Okay, let's move on to our third point.
Yes. Coping mechanisms. And these are such a like pillar to healing and experiencing long-term healing, especially because your coping mechanisms are like what you're doing actively in order to be able to handle maybe the emotional tolls of chronic illness, and working with yourself and your mindset and your thoughts. in order to stay positive and have that faith that we were talking about. And I know Valentina also mentioned briefly before, like having a certain belief system around your protocols and what you're doing, so that you keep yourself motivated along the way, especially with medical medium information. And if you have family or friends or people around you who don't understand your lifestyle or diet choices, and they don't maybe either understand the emotional toll of living with a chronic illness, because it's very hard to put yourself into someone else's shoes unless you've experienced it, then you only have yourself, and you have to really stay set on your mindset and have a strong belief system, and be your own best friends throughout your journey.
Absolutely. And I think oftentimes we're not even aware of certain things that, you know, we tell ourselves or thought patterns that we have. And so it's really good to kind of become aware of that and really in a conscious manner, like notice these things, because it's so common nowadays for us to have such negative self-talk. And, you know, oftentimes we don't even realize how big of an impact it really has on us. But it's like what you tell yourself is what your body is, or like your whole being is constantly going to work towards kind of making become true, because it's your mind doesn't know the difference between your thoughts or reality. And if you're constantly telling yourself these negative thoughts, then you know, you're going to start believing it. And so that's why also manifestation and, or rather affirmations, is so powerful. Because when you start telling yourself these positive affirmations, positive phrases and thought patterns, you can kind of start to consciously change that, then your body is going to start believing it, and it's going to become a reality for you. So that's such an important thing to also do. And, you know, along the way, you're going to realize what kind of tools and, like we mentioned, coping mechanisms are kind of right for you and what works for you, because there's so many things out there that you can utilize and do in order to make yourself feel more whole and more connected and more grounded, or whatever you need in that moment. But I think over time, it's like you have to do the trial and error. Nobody's going to be able to tell you what's going to work for you, but you have to actually try it out yourself. And yeah, I think it's really a matter of time of realizing that and kind of figuring it out for yourself as well.
Yeah, definitely give your body enough time and yourself enough time to navigate that situation, because it is tricky. And especially like when you're new to the whole thing, you don't have any other people close by who experience maybe the symptoms you're going through or chronic illness in general, and it's so hard to navigate and be by yourself and alone in that. And another coping mechanism that I actually have been doing with clients, but that I did some years ago, is that I wrote a letter for myself, or for my future self, and I titled it "For When You're Feeling Like Low and Your Symptoms Are Flaring." So I really wrote that letter when I was feeling I was in a better place and I was like healthier, because there are like, it's like a wave, it goes up and down, you know. And I wrote that on a up face in my healing journey, to really keep myself motivated and really encourage my like self when I was experiencing more symptoms or had a flare up or heavy like detoxing. And I look back at that sometimes, like even today when I feel better in general, and I think like it was such an emotionally liberating process, and it really, really encouraged me, because it felt like it came from a different person, but it came from like me at the same time. Because sometimes you can feel so different from like when you're sick and when you're healthy. And it's very hard to associate to your healthy self when you're in like a really bad phase.
Yeah, no, I can really relate to that. And I think it's such a beautiful thing to do for yourself, because you're never going to be able to like go back in time and kind of see what you were thinking back then. And so it's such a nice way to kind of write that out for yourself, for you to be able to read it back at a later point. And something that I also love to do alongside this is like in my notes, I feel like I have like, I don't know, like a realization or some sort of like turning point or something, or if like I'm experiencing something really amazing and I want to write it down, and I just write it in my notes and I can just like go back and read about it. Because it's so easy to forget about these things. And like you mentioned, like when you're feeling low, it's good to kind of remember how you were feeling when you were feeling better at one point. And it gives you hope as well. It's coming back to that faith thing. Like you're building the trust for yourself and, you know, being able to believe that you can get back up there. And it is, in the end, it is a roller coaster ride. And like there is going to be low points, there is going to be high points. But it's really about like over time, I feel like the difference between those is going to become smaller every time. Mm-hmm. And so, or rather the low point maybe becomes smaller, but the high point can keep going higher.
Exactly.
But still the difference becomes smaller. And yeah, so that's really what it's about. And another good coping mechanism that we both love to utilize, and if you're listening to this, you know you're already doing it, but listening to podcasts is such an amazing way to broaden your knowledge and learn about new topics and listen to the opinions and perspectives of other people. And I love listening to other people's like health journeys as well, because it kind of makes you be able to relate to somebody, because it can feel very lonely at times, like especially if your family is not, you know, necessarily on this type of journey themselves. And it can be really hard to kind of go on this just by yourself. And so that can be such an amazing tool. And also social media, if you use it in the right way, can be such a supportive platform. And you can really just connect with people who are on a similar journey as you. And it can kind of give you a sense of community and yeah, just really nice support as well.
Yeah, and that's one coping mechanism in itself, like really seeing other people's healing journey, listening in and understand that healing is truly possible. And if they've done it, I can do it. And that's the same, like we've done it and we're doing it. And so can you who's listening. Mm-hmm. And I think one last coping mechanism, of course, there are endless of them. But I think these four that we're going to mention are like some of the top ones that everyone can do today. And that's meditation and breath work. So like we mentioned before, connecting to your body and listening in. And just if you're really sick and you have a day where you're just laying in bed, you can become so bored and that negative self-talk can start going in your head. So really be like an observer of your thoughts and your thought pattern. And try to get in some meditation, maybe like visual imagery, and some breathwork exercises as well to find like a peace in your current situation. Because when you're at your sickest point and you're like just like maybe even like self-hate and like why am I sick? Why is this happening to me? Why can't I join in on my friends? Why do I have to be the person laying inside in bed? So really that will allow you to calm your mind and find some sort of peace in that current situation that you're experiencing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think breath work is such a powerful, or even meditation, it's such a powerful tool that you can use at any point in your day. Like your breath, you always have your breath with you. Mm-hmm. And you can, you know, there's throughout the day, like we sometimes forget to take deep breaths. And it's such a powerful thing just to kind of relax yourself a bit and make yourself feel more grounded and more centered. So yeah, we really love using that, and it can be such an amazing thing to do when you're feeling stressed or anxious or overwhelmed, and it can just, yeah, center you and really make you feel whole again. But coming on to our next point, this one, in my opinion, is like a massive thing on this journey, because this is something that, in my opinion, just keeps evolving. I mean, like any of the other things, mm-hmm. but this one is diet and food. So, you know, at the beginning of our journeys, for us, like, I know that we were a lot more strict in certain ways, and, you know, we were maybe a lot more careful, for example, eating out, or just like in general, like, you know, eating a very niche kind of diet. And I think over time, you know, our bodies, as we are able to heal and stuff, we mentioned this earlier, it's like your body is able to cope with more things. And like for myself, for example, I can say that at the beginning, if I would have eaten out as much as, you know, I do now, maybe, you know, there's times where I eat out more and times where I eat out less. But in general, like, I don't have to be scared of going out to a restaurant anymore, because I know that my body can handle it, and I'm not going to suffer for the next 2 weeks just because I had one meal out, you know, on one day. And that's such a massive improvement for me, because, like, yeah, I truly had so much fear around that. And I just always felt super anxious, because I knew that all of the things that they were putting in the food and, you know, all of that, I never knew exactly what was going in, and that would really scare me. And of course, like, a big part of that is mindset. And I think that did definitely, like, affect a lot. It's like, because I had that fear, it probably also made it worse. But at the same time, it's like also the physical symptoms for me, like, it was so extreme at the beginning that, like, I would have such big flare-ups just from one single kind of meal out. And nowadays, it's like, I don't even, you know, notice anything anymore. And yeah, it's such a nice kind of reward for all the hard work that I've put in. And in that sense, like, also a lot of the things that, you know, we eat in our day to day, it's like, we're able to kind of expand the things a lot more, and our body is able to cope with a lot more. And along your healing journey, you're also kind of going to adapt along the way. You know, there's going to be times where you need more of one thing, and then there's going to be times where you need less of it or other things. And yeah, that really just like kind of develops over time, and it's constantly just like adapting and reassessing and kind of seeing what works for you in that situation.
Yeah, it's so cool how our bodies adapt as well. And like you said, in the beginning, maybe from eating or getting some no food, you would experience flare-ups for like the coming 2 weeks. And of course, it's so natural to then establish a fear around the no foods. And that's one thing that we've learned, that impacts not only like our mindset around the food, but it shifts the whole energy in your body when you're eating it. And of course, that's not going to create something good or healing in your body. And in order to like make this whole thing around diet and food and lifestyle sustainable in the long term when you're healing, I think it's so important to really understand like why the no foods are called the no foods, and why you want to try to eliminate them or eat less of them, like literally understanding the meaning and how they can create like more inflammation in the body, rather than just like, okay, I'm not supposed to have these foods, and establish a fear. And even if you do have any of those no foods at certain times, that's fine. Like me in the beginning, I was super strict, and I definitely had like a super fear of the no foods. And I cut out like fat, I cut out grains, I cut out like so many things. And then I really found it hard to implement those things slowly back into my diet, even though I was at a much better place. And after my trip to India, I noticed that I feel just as fine now, or even better, when I slowly implemented those things into my diet again. And I think that's so cool, because I don't have a fear around those foods anymore. And I think it's just like I have a respect for it, and I understand that certain foods are maybe not good for me to have every day. But for example, sometimes when I go out and eat and there is a little soy in the food, I'm completely fine with that, because as long as I don't eat it every single day and every meal, it's not going to impact me as much as it did before. And I think like Valentina said, with a mindset, maybe it impacted me so much before as well, because I had such a negative mindset around it. And that's what like diet and food is, something that's part of your everyday, like maybe five times a day, or if you're having adrenal snacks, like even more. So it's really important to establish like a healthy relationship with foods. And creating a diet that works for you in the long run. And maybe that doesn't look like cutting out all of the no foods at once. Maybe taking one out at a time and see how your body reacts to that. And it's probably going to be improving, and then you'll be automatically motivated to continue eliminating the other ones slowly.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I completely agree with everything you said. And I think it really does make sense to understand. It's always about the why. We always come back to this, but it's so important to understand like why you're doing it, but also, like you mentioned, like why you're cutting these things out, and understanding why it's triggering you and why it's affecting you, and it's affecting you in the way that it is, because then ultimately it's so much easier to also stick with it. Because for myself, like once I knew that I was triggered by gluten, once I knew that I was triggered by dairy, I didn't even feel the want to eat it, because like as delicious as, you know, these things are, I knew how much it affected me and what it caught, like the suffering that it caused me afterwards. And so I don't even feel the need to, you know, eat it. And then it's so much easier, rather than being like, oh no, I can't have this, but not actually knowing why or kind of going deeper into it. And it's going to be so much harder to then stick with it. And also like when you start facing challenges and, you know, being challenged by the people around you and things like that, like it's so much easier for me now to be able to just be like, no, like that's just not something that, you know, I is good for me, and that's not something that I want. It's so much easier to say that and stick with it, rather than like being insecure, not really knowing, and kind of like still wanting it, and then kind of falling for it, you know. You fall into that trap so much easier.
Definitely. And I think this like also links back to the next point that we're going to talk to, and that's learning the difference between like your different symptoms that you're having, and whether it's a detox symptom or a flare-up symptom, and connecting it back to diet and food. This is like where you can really, if you learn to navigate your body and tuning in, you will understand this with time and practice, trial and error, like we talked about, and really being able to like adjust your protocols. Because in the beginning, when you establish this routine around having the celery juice, lemon water, heavy metal detox smoothie, or whatever you're doing, and that can become like a staple for you. But in some cases, maybe you need to bring down some of those in order to like slow your detox, because it can become so much. Like if you're not even used to eating a whole food diet since before, I was very lucky to like eat everything that my mom cooked, from like the vegetables and fruits, and not having a lot of processed foods at all. But if you're used to like a standard American diet with a lot of fried food and processed foods, ultra processed foods even, and then switching completely over to the medical medium lifestyle, of course, like you're gonna have a lot of symptoms from detox. And I mean, detox is good because it's our body's natural state of like getting rid of toxins from the body. But even that can become too heavy on yourself. And it, I think you probably know this already, because if you're living with chronic illness and you do like a detox protocol or whatever you've stumbled upon, it can feel like you're getting worse sometimes. And that can also be very demotivating. And I think like for me, at least when I am doing different detoxes or like cleanses, I would call them rather, right now, I feel better almost, because I feel like I have more energy. And then maybe like on the last day of the 369 cleanse, I feel like I can't do a HIIT workout, because that's not the case for me, at least. But I feel that I'm clearer in my mind, and I feel like I just have like a vital energy, and I feel like a strong urge to keep going. So it's just a reminder for you to like learn the difference, tune into your body, and also like you will adapt your food or your diet, also like look at your supplements. Because in the beginning, if you have a lot of viral load in your body, maybe you need to take like 4 dropperfuls of zinc each day, and then when you've healed for some years, maybe you don't even need to do that, and that will also save you money to put in something else. So yeah, what's your take on this, Vala?
So how I always think of it is like, you know, I started my healing journey properly when I was almost 20 years old. And in those 20 years beforehand, you know, I was eating all kinds of things that now or then I knew that were triggering to me. And to me, it makes perfect sense. Like what you mentioned about the body, like the natural detox systems and ways of detoxifying and your body processing toxins and all kinds of things. Those things have to come out somehow. Like, you're not just because from one day to the next, you're going to change your whole diet and your whole mindset and all of those things. Like, the results are not just going to be from overnight. And you're not suddenly going to see these crazy transformations from one day to the next. But it really takes time for your body to process all the things that beforehand were piling up, all the toxins that, you know, you were exposed to, all the chemicals, perhaps things that you were eating that were triggering you, but you didn't know. All of those things your body has to slowly process and eliminate out of your body. And for me, I know a lot of my journey was me getting worse first, but because these were detox symptoms, yes, occasionally, you know, if I were to like have something that triggers me, like, of course, it's going to be a flare up, but it also looked differently. You notice these things after a certain period of time. You can differentiate between a flare up and a detox symptom from your body. And this is also just something that comes with time. But yeah, you really start to realize that like your body is only trying to heal you. And if you keep giving it the right tools and the right mindset and the right food and all of those things, then your body is constantly doing the best it can. The best it can in order to heal you. And you just have to give it time in order to let it do its thing. And yeah, this also links back to our first point of keeping faith. This is why it's so important, because like when you do have these detox symptoms, like you mentioned, like it can be so demotivating and you can kind of start to think like, oh, what am I doing wrong? And you know, how you have all these doubts and questions, but in reality, it's just your body processing these things and it has to come out some way. And you know, one way to kind of ease this, I think it's kind of going slower into it, I think.
Definitely. And I think if you haven't listened to our last episode, it's a good time to check that out after this one, because we do go down a little bit and cover some of the health trends and health products that are like trending right now and that a lot of people claim are super healthy. And we give our personal opinion and rate them. So definitely check that out. But yeah, let's move on. And I think the next point, also super, super good one. If you do find a support system, then that will really keep you going in the long term when healing, because like we mentioned before, it will give you a sense of community, and you won't feel alone on your healing journey, even if, though you might be alone, like in your family or in your group of friends or in your like acquaintances. Maybe you're the only one who's suffering from a certain illness or experiencing these symptoms and doing this whole lifestyle. But when social media is used in the right way, like Valentina said, it can really provide for an amazing platform. And I mean, you found your way here to our podcast, which is so amazing. And hopefully we can also like be advocates for you in this whole process. But I think like finding people who know what you're going through or can imagine what you're going through is such a valuable part to keeping your faith up and like having someone you can share your hardships with, but even your wins as well. And that can become like a long-term friend in the end, because it really, like for me and Valentina as well, it's like a deep-rooted connection and we will always like understand each other and have compassion for what the other person is going through.
Absolutely. And I think when I think back at the time when I first came across or like properly dove into medical media, because I knew him beforehand, but I just never really took the time to kind of read his books. And if you wouldn't have also posted the story that you posted, I mean, of course, I did ask my mom for the books and stuff, but you were a massive part of my like motivation and kind of like gaining that hope for answers and like for real results and kind of like finding something that is really going to change my life. If I wouldn't have come across your story, it's like, I don't know if I would have actually stuck with it. And that was really helpful to me to kind of have that person who's already been through that along like their journey and kind of to be able to ask questions and look for support and kind of like gain some clarity on a few things. Like that was so helpful for me because otherwise I would have felt super alone because I didn't know anything about his community or anything. Of course, I like looked a lot into his Instagram and everything, listened to his podcast, but that's just him, you know? I wasn't really connected with anybody in the community at that time. And so that was kind of like the starting point for me to be able to kind of have that sense of community of this whole new path that I was, you know, taking on. And so, yeah, I'm really thankful for that. And it's so amazing to be able to find nowadays, like it's so easy to just like search on Instagram or whatever medical medium or, you know, whatever symptom you have or condition you're having. It's so easy to just search that. And there's probably guaranteed to be somebody out there who has an account who talks about these things. And that's such an amazing thing that, you know, we just have access to that at the fingertips. And yeah, it's such an amazing tool that we can utilize. And like you mentioned also, like community groups and like support groups, it's such an amazing thing to be able to connect with people and like share your wins and share your challenges and kind of be able to seek out support and help from people who maybe have been through something similar as you or have faced like a similar challenge or can give you some advice. And that can really just like give you that extra sense of support when you feel really alone or really down. And it just makes you realize also that you're not alone. I know that when I first shared my healing journey, I knew beforehand that a lot of people suffered from eczema and like skin conditions, but it really made me realize how many people suffer from this. And yeah, it just kind of made me give, it gave me a lot of, not hope, but like just sense of like belonging, I would say, because so many people have had a similar journey as me. And, you know, you do feel very alone in this. And, you know, typically the people around you are not suffering with the exact same thing as you. And so it's hard to relate to people. And so that's such an amazing way to kind of be able to get that sense of like support and belonging in those communities.
Yeah, thank you for saying that. And I'm so proud of you, like actually sticking through with this whole thing and like coming to where you're now. Mm-hmm. It's just so cool. And I think that's like really a sign for anyone who's listening to keep on going as well, knowing that there are people out there and even reaching out to them, because I love when people reach out and like tell me that I've inspired them or that they like my profile or my healing journey, because I like want to talk to everyone and want everyone to feel welcome and mm-hmm. feel that sense of hope. And most people are the same as me in this situation, because we have to be the people who influence the community and like give a sense of hope to everyone. And mm-hmm. that's such a cool position to be having. I think it's like mm-hmm. so amazing. And of course, in sense of support, also working with a health coach can be really, really useful, because they can, again, help you actually like navigate where you're going and connect you with where you want to be and where you're right now. Mm-hmm. And identify your different symptoms and what you can be doing to change up your lifestyle or diet, and really help you understand your needs, of course. And that's also like a sense of accountability and support that's really mm-hmm. gonna be motivating you to keep on going, and maybe checking in with them each week or even every day if you have the possibility to. That's gonna yeah, keep you grounded in both good and bad times throughout your healing journey.
Yeah, absolutely. And this also links to our next point, which is that your body is always kind of protecting you from bad things and trauma that you faced. And this is a really good thing to have a health coach along this way, because it can be really tough sometimes when you're along your healing journey and certain things come up that maybe you've never dealt with before, you've never faced before. And a health coach is really able to kind of help you navigate that, like you mentioned, and, you know, make you help you make sense of the situation and bring some like a bigger picture perspective into your situation as well. And it's hard sometimes when you're on your path and, you know, you're getting better and then things will come up and you'll kind of feel like you're taking a step back. But in reality, it's just your body kind of telling you like, okay, now you're ready to take this on. And, you know, for your lifetime, when you go through certain things, or like I mentioned, when you have certain traumatic experiences, your body will kind of put a lid on it and try to keep it down as much as possible, because it's always trying to protect you from these things. But as you heal and as you get better and as you feel better, your body is going to be able to release these things and you're going to be able to process it. And I think seeing it from that point of view is a lot more helpful, and kind of from like you can navigate it in a better way. Because if you see it from a point of view of like, oh, I'm going backwards and my symptoms are getting worse, it's going to be a lot more demotivating and you're not going to feel like you're taking steps forward, obviously. And so in that sense, it's like, when you see it from that way, you can really recognize that you're actually getting better and you're actually healing more things that were trapped inside you in a deeper place. And now you're stronger and you're able to handle that much better. And so then your body is kind of like releasing that and you're able to heal even more.
Yeah, our bodies are just like a work of art. They're so cool and they're so intelligent. Like, our subconsciousness is just so amazing, because it's doing all of this for you in order to keep you heal and to heal you and keep you like sane and preventing you from becoming sick or coming down with other things. So trust your body, and trust that your body would never turn against you, and that it's always like, how do you say, keeping your back.
Yeah, your body always has your back. Yeah,
your body always has your back. And to the final step then, this is like something we've a little bit covered already, but in order to make sure that you're like sticking to long-term healing and making the best and the most of it, establishing habits can be really an essential part to when you're like getting into your healing journey, because you have to like do, in a lot of cases, like a 360 or a 180 or whatever you want to call it, like I did. And I mentioned it could like be seen as a full-time job, because now you're putting all of this time into like what you're going to eat, when you're going to eat, what ingredients you need to buy, grocery shopping for good organic produce if you have the option, and really like putting down so much time and effort and love into cooking your meals and making sure you're getting like as much nutrition, vitamins in as possible. And establishing those habits are really helpful in the beginning, but I thought that it was a little bit of a full-time job, and it could be seen more as a chore after some time, because you were just doing it on repeat and you were really trying hard to like not forget my lemon juice, and then, oh my God, I have to wait for 30 minutes and then I have my celery juice and then I have to wait. And like, it was more of, I don't know, it was like a very rigid procedure, but that was the way like I got into it, which I'm very thankful for. But then actually, like, after time, your body will get used to it and it's gonna run like smooth water, and it's just gonna be a part of your day-to-day routine that makes you feel so good. And like Valentina, like when something makes you feel good, you'll want to continue doing it. And when something makes you feel bad, then you're not going to want to have those foods anymore because you don't want to risk your health for it. And that's the same with habits. Like the ones that make you feel good, they're going to become a natural part of your day-to-day routine. And today I'm so thankful that I stuck through even on those days that I really didn't feel like preparing my celery and like cleaning the juicer, because it does like take a lot of time that people spend on other things. But we have to also face the fact we have a chronic illness, or that we're living our current situation, and accepting that. And once you do, everything is just going to be so much smoother. And that's also for the habits.
No, for sure. And this is also something that's so amazing about our body, is that when we do things consistently, after a certain period of time, you just automatically start doing it, because you've done it for such a long time that you don't even have to think about it. And this is like, for example, like you mentioned with the lemon water, like at the beginning, you know, you'd wake up and you kind of think like, okay, now I have to do this, and then I have to do that, and then I have to do that, and then I have to wait in between, and then do this. And now it's like, it's so automatic. We wake up and we don't even think about it. We just start preparing our lemon water because that's just automatically what we do and what we've done for such a long time. And so this is like such an amazing thing of being on this journey for such a long time, is that you don't even have to think about certain things. It's like you know exactly what's good for you. You know exactly what your routine is. And like when you are traveling for a little while and then you come back, it's super easy for you to fall back into these things because you've done it for such a long time. And this is why consistency is so important, because you really train your body to do a certain thing. And after a certain period of time, it's just so automated that, you know, you don't even have to really put any thought into it, but you just like automatically start doing it. So that's such an amazing tool that you can utilize when you're consistent with these things. And that's just the beauty of our bodies, really.
Yeah, so amazing. And hopefully all of these steps that we've walked you through now will give you some clarity on like your healing journey, and that it is so possible to keep on doing this for the rest of your life. At least like I really plan to do so myself, and I'm so motivated because I've found something that works for me in the long run, and so will each and every one of you. You just have to tune into your body and not give up, have faith. And we also want to finish with a little quote that Anthony William keeps on reminding us of. And that's that, I call it like the chronic illness dance. And it's going 2 steps forward and 1 step backward. So after you've gone like 1 step backward and you feel like, oh no, I'm getting worse again, you know that you will go 2 steps forward again. And that's like after rain comes the sun, you know, it's so cliche, but it is the truth. And like Valentina said, like if you're consistent with your routines and habits and putting in the work and energy and effort into feeling well, you're going to see results. And maybe that's not the next day, but in a month, you'll be able to see such a huge difference and really pat yourself on the back for that.
Yeah, for sure. And what I love about this quote is that if you visualize it, like if you take 2 steps forward and then 1 step back, you're still ultimately you're still taking 1 step forward. Like yes, you first did a bigger step forward and then you took 1 small step back, but you still took a small step forward. And that's ultimately what matters, because you're still moving forward. It might be small progress, but the most important thing is the fact that you're getting better, you're healing, you're moving, and you're learning and you're progressing. And, you know, that's really what matters. And that's such a good reminder also, just to, I know that really helped me in my journey to not get discouraged, because it is, your healing journey is an up and a down all the time. And ultimately it's really about like the progress that you make in the big picture. Like, yes, and if you look at the smaller things, you might, you know, have worse days and better days, but ultimately you're getting a little bit better every single day, or over time at least. So that's such a good thing to remember. But this was really fun to record, and I really hope that you guys were able to take something away from this episode. As always, you know, take what you feel applies to you and leave what doesn't resonate with you. These are just our opinions and our advice, so just take that with a grain of salt. But we really hope that you're able to learn something from this, and we kind of give you a little bit of hope and support in any way that you need it.
Thank you for tuning in for this week's episode.
If you found something helpful, make sure to share this episode with your friend or a loved one you think could benefit from it.
And if you enjoyed the podcast, make sure to subscribe and leave a review, because it really helps spread the word to more health babes around.
If you haven't already, also make sure to follow our Instagram at Highway to Health Pod to stay up to date and connected on our upcoming episodes. And also follow our personal accounts at She's Powered by Plants and at LV Heels to get to know us even better.
Talk to you next week.
Bye.